29-year-old Paige McPherson made her third United States Olympic team in the sport of Taekwondo earlier this year. The athlete they call McPherson won a bronze medal 8 years ago in London, and 4 years later, the South Dakotan lost her opening round match in Rio at the Summer Games and finished 11th overall. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart, and welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster, Incorporated. You can find us on the World Wide Web at WWIB.com for all the info you need to connect and give quickly, safely, and securely. Now, Paige McPherson has put her Olympic dream on hold while the world waits for the Summer Games in 2021 instead of this year because of the COVID pandemic. And she is back with me today from South Florida, Miami, Florida, where she lives now, grew up in Sturgis, South Dakota, and moved to Miami to train and get ready for the Olympic Games. And it's a pleasure to have Paige McPherson back on Sports and Commentary. So you've said that you like Taekwondo because of the uniqueness of the sport and the people who are linked to it. It's kind of a melting pot of folks from all over the world. And you grew up in sort of a melting pot, I guess we could call it, as a kid, didn't you?
Yes, exactly. I'm from an adoptive family. My parents adopted five of us. And like you said, we're a melting pot in itself, as in my parents adopted five of us from around the world. So my two eldest siblings are part Native American, Caucasian. My brother is one of my older brothers from South Korea. Myself, I'm part Filipino, African American. And then my younger sister is from the Caribbean, St. Lucia. So, again, growing up in such a diverse family, adding Taekwondo to it, it was just another extension to my family, and I really grew up loving it and just being around all these types of different people.
Mm-hmm. Well, you belong to another family, too, and that is the family of Christ through personal faith in Jesus. Why don't you share a little bit of your spiritual journey with us here on the show, the impact that relying on Christ and his will for your life has placed you in a position right now to go into your third Olympics next year. Talk to me about your faith story a bit there, will you?
Mm-hmm. In athletics, in society at all, at most, we're always taught that if you plan better, if you work harder, if you eat right, you know, if you do all the things right, you're going to be successful. And, you know, there comes a point where you do hit that brick wall where, you know, you may feel weak or you're discouraged or something happens, you're injured, etc. And those moments that are unexpected, you know, that's when God is the most present. And you know, this last 4 years, it's been the hardest 4 years in my athletic journey, just because I wasn't only dealing with, let they say, my age. I'm getting a little bit older now. I was dealing with a lot of politics as well. And so that amount of pressure on somebody's back, it's almost unbearable to where you can't think, you can't train, you don't know what to do. And, you know, God has shown me that all I need is him. Once you trust in him, some things, unexplainable things, start to happen that you never expected them to happen. You end up finding that strength. You end up finding that will to just keep going. And again, God is the reason why I'm here for my third Olympics. There have been incidences in a competition where I needed to win that tournament or I wasn't going. And he got me to a place where those defining matches and those defining moments throughout my whole career in these last years, I was able to do just enough for me to make top six because in my division, there's over 30, 60 people that are considered capable of making the top six. There's not just a solid five people that, you know, are dominant in my division. No, there's so many talented athletes in my division. And so there were a lot of wins and there was a lot of losses. But through it all, God was able to guide me through it and allow me to secure my spot top six.
That's great. Isn't it terrific just to look back and see God's presence? Sometimes going through the experience, we don't recognize him as well as looking back, and you say, hey, God was there directing things, moving the pieces of my life to get me where I am today. That is so cool. Well, you have hinted that the 2021 Olympics now in Tokyo might be your last. This could be it. How about that?
You know, I said that in my very first Olympics. God had other plans. But yes, I do hope that this is my last one. However, if I did end up winning the gold, I might just go again. Why not, right? No. But, of course, my plans are I'd like to, you know, kind of slow down and work on my life transition out of sports, out of the sports life. So I'm just praying and giving that up to God.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One day at a time, 1 week at a time, one Olympics at a time. Taekwondo athlete Paige McPherson back with me from South Florida today, Miami. Paige, thanks for taking all this time to join us here on Sports and Commentary. God bless you.
Yes, thank you very much. God bless.